Chapter 22, Preparation for the Work.
Those who engage in this work should first give themselves unreservedly to God. They should place themselves where they can learn of Christ and follow His example. He has invited them, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." See Matthew 11:28-30. Angels are commissioned to go forth with those who take up this work in true humility. We are to pray without ceasing, and we are to live our prayers. Faith will greatly increase by exercise. Let those who are canvassing for Christ's object lessons learn the lessons taught in the book for which they are working. Learn of Christ. Have faith in His power to help and save you. Faith is the very lifeblood of the soul. Its presence gives warmth, health, consistency, and sound judgment. Its vitality and vigor exert a powerful, though unconscious, influence. The life of Christ in the soul is as a well of water springing up into everlasting life. It leads to a constant cultivation of the heavenly graces and to a kindly submission in all things to the Lord. I speak to the workers, young and old, who are handling our books, and especially to those who are canvassing for the book that is now doing its errand of mercy. Exemplify in the life the lessons given by Christ in His Sermon on the Mount. This will make a deeper impression and have a more lasting influence upon minds than will the sermons given from the pulpit. You may not be able to speak eloquently to those you desire to help, but if you speak modestly, hiding self in Christ, your words will be dictated by the Holy Spirit, and Christ, with whom you are cooperating, will impress the heart. Exercise that faith which works by love and sanctifies the soul. Let none now make the Lord ashamed of them because of their unbelief. Sloth and despondency accomplish nothing. Entanglements in secular business are sometimes permitted by God in order to stir the sluggish faculties to more earnest action, that He may honor faith by the bestowal of rich blessings. This is a means of advancing His work. Looking to Jesus not only as our example, but as the author and finisher of our faith, let us go forward, having confidence that He will supply strength for every duty. Much painstaking effort will be required of those who have the burden of this work, for right instruction must be given, that a sense of the importance of the work may be kept before the workers, and that all may cherish the spirit of self-denial and sacrifice exemplified in the life of our Redeemer. Christ made sacrifices at every step, sacrifices that none of His followers can ever make. In all the self-denial required of us in this work, amid all the unpleasant things that occur, we are to consider that we are yoked up with Christ, partakers of His spirit of kindness, forbearance, and self-abnegation. This spirit will open the way before us and will give us success because Christ is our recommendation to the people.